full of clowns.
Wall Street is full of clowns.
The Occupy Wall Street protesters, who have camped out in New York's financial district since mid-September, were joined Wednesday by members of organized labor and community groups.
They said they needed to rescue Wall Street and the big three automakers to stimulate the economy. And that meant jobs. 3 years later, there's still no jobs.
The rally included truck drivers, teachers, nurses, and transit workers, among others, protesting unemployment, corporate money's influence in politics, and the 2008 bailouts to big Wall Street banks. Bruce Hamilton is president of Local 1700 of the Amalgamated Transit Workers.
We want to have a decent life. We want to save our planet. We want to have the right to decent transportation, clean air and water, and, you know, and a decent standard of living. And that's being taken away from us by Wall Street. And that's why we're here.
Protesters say that the United States is becoming a land ruled by a tiny financial elite, while 99% of Americans are finding it difficult to get jobs or pay the rent. Sandra Falwell is an organizer with the Nurses Union. She says people are increasingly unable to afford medical care.
We're nurses from around the country who've come here to support Occupy Wall Street. As you've probably heard from our movement, we are now saying that Wall Street has sold us out. In other words, Wall Street got bailed out and we got sold out.
The Occupy Wall Street protesters, mostly people in their 20s, marched uptown to join the labor-dominated rally near New York City Hall. A brass band played celebratory music in the park as they arrived. As the protests continue and spread to other U.S. cities, several Democratic members of Congress issued statements of support, and college students around the country staged walkouts in support. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.